Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. I'm Jay and we have a special guest today. It is Kizwan, also known as Adam.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Not many people know you as Adam.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna be talking to Kiz about his life in Thailand and being a YouTuber in the country. But let's talk about some of the topics that are going around Thailand. Now, thankfully, I guess, I've got more lighthearted stories for this morning because nothing dangerous or drastic happened in Thailand over the weekend, which is a good thing, although might be a bad news day, considered a bad news day. But let's start with some of the videos that have been going viral. First one we're going to talk about today is about Khao San. Have you ever been to Khao San? I mean,
Once
partying
or
in Khao San?
twice,
Once or
yeah,
twice, yeah.
quite a bit actually.
Well, there's a video going around in Thailand right now, especially in Thai media, of a what do they call bouncers or security guard being quite physical and actually, it's a blurred video, but you can see the security guard kind of being aggressive and slapping a tourist who's trying to enter the club. And the kerfuffle happened when apparently, allegedly, the security guard slapped him because the tourist was trying to get a water bottle. So the tourist thought that the water was free or complimentary. It was clearly not. So the security guard was like annoyed for some reason, and he's like, "Hey, you're trying to get this water for free.
Right.
Let me give you a couple of smacks." Slap, slap. It's difficult to watch once again, but yeah,
Is there audio?
there is audio, but we didn't have audio when I
Right,
showed you the
right.
video. But yeah, basically, the club then came out because the video went viral. The guy himself is kind of like a well-known figure, and the club came out, and so it's called The Club in Khao San. So the club came out and said that they fired the security guard now, and they're going to compensate the victim fully. They've promised to do that, and they've apologized for the incident, and that yeah, they basically said that they're going to improve the quality of service. Have you ever encountered something like this?
Not here, I find here the security are very relaxed. Back in Australia, as an example, the security can be quite aggressive, and if there's a bit of back and forth altercations, then yeah, it can escalate.
Okay.
Not a slap though. I think a slap is like that's
Yeah.
assault, right?
I think you'd get in a lot of trouble in Australia for
Yeah,
that.
you would,
Yeah.
but you'd get dragged out for
Okay.
sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I'd ask if there's audio. I'd be curious to know what the back and forth was before that.
Yeah, I'm guessing too that would have been an important thing to show. Thanks, Adam.
Sorry.
No, my point being, I think in Thailand you can get away with these kind of situations. The fact that it was captured on camera is possibly a good thing. These things do happen quite often. Not in the physical sense, though. Yeah, I think that is this is a one-off situation. Normally, you're right, in my experience as well, that most of the security guards, unless you're drunk and being a jerk or whatever,
Causing problems,
yeah,
yeah.
causing problems, they would never get physical. But yeah, strange situation happening in Khao San, for some reason. But isolated incident, maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's nothing. However, we're going to move on to our next story, which is about tubing. Now, I showed Adam a little bit of the video of people tubing. I think the people who are tuning into Good Morning Thailand last week, I showed you, I think twice, we spoke about the tubing in the Pai province. Now, the first time I showed it, people were talking about, oh, it's great for the economy. It's great for, pie. It's great for tourism. You could see like hundreds of foreigners tubing together just down the river. Me personally, I commented that when I saw about 500 or 800 foreigners tubing together, it's not personally something I'd be interested in. I mean, tubing in general looks fun, not with 800 other
Yeah.
strangers. But basically, the TAT, the Tourism Authority of Thailand, has come out and banned tipsy tubing. So you are not allowed to get drunk or be tipsy and start tubing up and down the river, especially if you're in Pai, because drinking alcohol while floating down the river is not cool.
I mean, the concept sounds really fun,
Yeah.
but the video that we looked at before that had all those like it was hundreds of people doing it. That's got bad news written all over it.
Yeah.
But if it's just sort of you and a friend and two of you doing, like, I can see why the idea is appealing.
I can too. I mean, I've only been tubing once in Surat Thani, and I was attacked viciously by a puffer fish, but I did not lose my leg, and I have survived.
How big was the?
I don't know, man. It was like sneaky puffer fish, just like poked me and then ran away. Yeah. Oh well. But yes, there's a new rule out. So if you are planning to go to Pai for tubing, just note to yourself that there's no drinking allowed while you're tubing. Or if you are drunk, they're going to make sure you can at least walk before you get onto the tube. So do be careful about that. And our last story today is actually regarding exams. It's exam season soon in Thailand, which means that a lot of students in particular have been going to the temple and paying merits, because this is the time of the year where you find God once again, because you need to finish your exams so that you can get a degree and do something with it, I guess.
It's funny you mentioned that. I was actually doing some temple hopping yesterday.
Yeah.
And at one of them that we went to, there was a ton of students there.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't put two and two together. Yeah.
It's exam season, so actually, like, people are camping out near temples and preparing, like, you know, pre-prepared merit-making items. So, yeah, a lot of students are willing to do anything to get that extra credit and that extra luck when it comes to exams. Were you ever serious about exams when you were
no.
younger?
No. I think that's apparent, right?
I mean, I must have prayed, definitely. There was at one point in my life where I was absolutely shocking with, like, grades and stuff. I was just failing. But I somehow made it through. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you do see a student near you, wish them the best of luck, because it's exam season in Thailand. And yes, those are some of the top headlines in Thailand as of right now. There are other news stories. If you're interested in the more news stories, more serious news stories, ladies and gentlemen, please visit thetiger.com, where you can read all about it. But for now, this special episode is all about Adam and Keys One. So we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about Adam's life in Thailand, being a YouTuber, traveling around Thailand, integrating into Thai society, and how you too can avoid the dangers of traveling. Find out more after the break.
Ready and join the fun at Carnival Magic, the world's first Thai carnival theme park. Don't miss the opportunity to experience the enchantment of the magical wonders at the one, the only, Carnival Magic Phuket.
Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand, and it's live. I don't know why, but when it's live, normally people get more stressed out.
I was, well, for the news part, I was like, when coming in here, it's like, well, what if I don't know anything about what you were going to ask me? So
then you'd be in the same position as me. But yeah, I've also moved the microphone here because some of the viewers have told me that I go off. And for some reason, when I go off, my voice is off. There. Yeah. So I'm going to face towards you. All right. Keys One. How did you end up in Thailand?
God, through funny circumstances, really. I was living in South Korea before the pandemic. And at the very early stages of it, I took a trip to the Philippines. Mm-hmm. It was around my birthday. And I was in the Philippines, and that's when it was all sort of taking off. Everything was getting a little bit weird. And I didn't know what, like, the media that I was, like, looking at, sort of, it was an Asia thing.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, I'll go to Australia for a couple of weeks and wait this COVID thing out. Like, it was just going to blow over. I was wrong. So went there for a few weeks, and then Korea shut, and I couldn't get back there. So I was kind of stuck in Australia for a while. My home was in Korea. Everything I owned was there. And I, like, just could not get back. And then Thailand was one of the first places that I could get to. I just wanted to sort of get into Asia. And Thailand was one of the first places I could get to. I've been here 7 times, I think, on holidays before, and I love the place. So it made sense. So I thought I'd come here and just sort of wait it out. Okay. And it's now home.
All right. Well, to the audience members who don't know who Keys One is yet, you can check him out on YouTube. He's got his own YouTube channel, and it's more about traveling, vlogging, living life, and just enjoying Thailand for everything that it has to offer.
That's right.
And yeah, he's a proper filmmaker. I'll give you that. I watch a lot of YouTubers on YouTube, obviously, but yeah, he I've commended him on his great filmmaking because I appreciate the amount of work and production he puts into each and every one of his videos. So if you enjoy watching great quality videos and YouTubers who put in a lot of effort in their filmmaking, then Keys One is your man. You're going to enjoy his videos.
Thank you. That's a tremendous compliment.
Oh, absolutely, man. You deserve it. All right. Keys, I want to talk to you about a couple of things that I think most Farangs, foreigners, or expats in Thailand can understand or appreciate integrating into Thai society. Yeah. So you've commented before that most of the people you've met in Thailand are through skating. I'm talking about the Thai locals.
Mm.
Do you have many Thai friends? And what do you think are the challenges you might face while getting to know Thai men?
I think, yeah, the hardest part is just meeting people in the first place. You know, being a guy, I can make friends with girls a lot easier and you just jump on things like Tinder. And
I think most people will find it a bit more easier to make friends with girls here. They're a lot more friendly and open. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've met some Thai guys that way, but I find a lot of the Thai girls that are interested in hanging out with foreigners, they more keep to that sort of. So meeting Thai guys in the first place was a challenge. You know, you can meet people if you go out in bars and stuff, but typically it's quite separated with where foreigners will hang out and where Thai people will hang out. When I started skating, that opened up a door for me to be able to meet Thai guys and so I'd sort of make friends that way. But just the initial meeting is the real challenge here. Because especially if you live in Bangkok and if you live in sort of this part of Bangkok, it's like I've said it before, it's like a gray zone of this like mix of Thai culture, mix of Western culture. I went to 7-Eleven this morning and they just spoke to me in English the whole time.
Yeah. That was another thing. Like, because you can live in Thailand and just never speak Thai. That's why there's so many foreigners here who've been here for like 10 years and they can barely speak a couple of words because... Even though some people like to complain that the level of English might not be good enough, but yeah, you can survive here without speaking English.
Oh, definitely.
Without speaking Thai ever.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to learn a little bit of Thai? Is the tone difficult for you?
The tone is the most challenging part. Yeah. I'm working on it now.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I moved here, I didn't actually plan on living here permanently. Mm-hmm. So I put very little interest into it. Like, I wanted to learn the basics, directions and ask questions in 7-Eleven, you know, can I get a bag or something like that. Yeah. But, you know, apart from that, I didn't really care about learning the language too much because I didn't plan on seeing myself here for all that long. And now that it started to become home and, you know, a while ago I had to renew my contracts for my apartment.
Yeah.
And I had to make that decision. Do I want to live here for another year? And I do. And then once I sort of did that, made that decision, it's like, okay, now like I need to start putting some effort in, right? Like, because you can get away, you can get lazy. My Thai is okay. It's constantly getting
street
better.
Street smart. It's street smart.
Every day, you know, food, ordering food's fine. I can small talk, a little bit of sort of getting to know someone. My skating lingo is getting really good because that's how I can talk to guys.
Where are the skating hubs in Bangkok?
Oh, little skate parks all over. Actually, there's a lot of skate parks. For a major city, there's a lot of skate parks here, which is great.
Can I ask your opinion on surf skating?
That's the half pipe. That's like the surfing style. I've never tried it. It's intriguing.
The surf skating, you know how like... So there was a... I think now it's kind of died down a bit, but about... Maybe six months ago, everybody got these longboards where people, and they called it surf skating, where it's like can gain momentum by just
like dancing on it.
Yeah, by dancing on it, basically.
There was a very famous Korean girl that did it, and I don't know if she helped blow it up, but she was huge on social media. She was incredibly attractive and would sort of dance on the skateboard. And I think it kind of appealed to everyone. Guys that don't care about skating would watch it for her. And
it helps when you're attractive.
Yes. Yeah. I think that became like a real craze because of that.
Okay.
There's a park here in Bangkok that it's popular. The name escapes me, but there is a place where people go just to do that.
All right. Well, Keys, I want to get into more about like being a YouTuber in Thailand and like the videos that you make. So you make a variety of videos, right? So then there's a variety of topics in Thailand, whether it's skating, just traveling around, visiting the entertainment areas, Thai food. What kind of videos do you enjoy the most?
The most are just my vlogs that are essentially about nothing.
Okay.
Like the daily life videos. The other ones that I do, excuse me, if I do like a nightlife video or a sort of something that's searchable, they're necessary for bringing in new audience.
Yeah,
I did like a condo tour recently, and those ones sort of just slowly grab new people that wouldn't otherwise find the channel. And then hopefully it all sort of funnels in and people enjoy the daily videos.
Okay. And one of the reasons I told you that I think you're a great filmmaker is because you're right that a lot of your vlogs, they're not really going anywhere, but it's entertaining to watch it. As in, like, you'll be walking on the street and then it's just, we see you crossing the road and then suddenly you're talking. And it's like, what? And then you're watching the whole thing and it's like, you manage to keep my attention at least. And I'm like, oh, okay. He's like a proper filmmaker. He's good. So where do you think you learned your YouTuber style? Like, you know, are you a former filmmaker or is it just trial and error?
A little bit of trial and error. At the beginning, I'm a huge Casey Neistat fan.
Love Casey.
Yeah. I've watched everything he's done several times. I still watch, every day I'll watch something of his to just draw little bits of inspiration. You know, just even ways that it'll set up the camera and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that's a really cool idea. How can I learn from that? So early on, I very blatantly tried to copy. I wanted to make Casey Neistat videos.
Yeah.
And at that stage, I wasn't doing it for a living. It's just what I enjoyed doing. Like, I've always enjoyed making videos. When I was a kid, I was into skating and riding bikes and stuff, and I would idolize people in those videos. So I'd make them myself. You know, we'd make skate videos and just us fooling around as kids. So I've always enjoyed it. That process of, making the vlogs, I really enjoy. And I actually get a kick out of making a video. That all I need for a video idea is a very small idea, and how I can create that into the video is the part that I enjoy.
Yep.
Like, how can I make a story out of this that goes for 8 minutes? It's got beginning, middle, end. So I really enjoy that process. And I like just taking the video, you know, all the B-roll and everything. Mm-hmm. That's the part I enjoy the most.
Okay. And you're big into fashion as well, especially like urban street fashion. And I often see you wear Off-White. What are your thoughts about, like, you know, the Chatuchak and MBK trademark? It, like, over here, you can literally get anything.
Anything, yeah.
That's a replica. Let's call it a replica. What are your thoughts on replicas?
Well, it's really funny because when I first got out here, like, you know, Thailand is well known for its replicas.
Yeah.
And when I came out here, you know, Off-White is not a huge brand. Like, it is, but not many people know about it. But here, like, all the motorbike taxi guys wear it and stuff. And I would see these people wearing Off-White. I'm like, that's so random. But then you go to a market and you see that it's everywhere.
Yeah.
I will occasionally buy those t-shirts. They serve a purpose. They don't last. The quality's not the best. Yeah. But if, like, last week I was in Phuket as an example, and I was only going to stay for a few days, and I decided to stay a couple more days. And I didn't have clothes. So you just go to one of those markets and it's 200 baht or something for a t-shirt.
For a t-shirt.
You wear it a couple of times and it shrinks in the wash and you throw it away. Or it becomes a shirt that you sleep in or something like that.
Yeah,
but,
definitely.
But it is fascinating to see, you know, Off-White is, and that streetwear was a huge movement. And it's something I've been into for many years now, that street style fashion. And it's fascinating to see, like, a motorbike taxi guy wearing it. It's an odd match.
It is an odd match. Yeah. I think Thailand's still a bit better. Like, you see those memes online of people wearing t-shirts that they don't understand what the meaning is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like that. Do you know what you're wearing? But no, I just thought it was cool. I was like, it's all good. No worries. All right. The last questions that I have about last few questions I have that I want to ask you are about traveling in Thailand.
Mm.
So, yeah, you love traveling around. You were telling me about the different provinces you've been to, even Isan. How do you normally travel? And tell me a little bit about your travels in Thailand. How have they been?
So at the beginning, I was very much running away from the restrictions because when I moved out here, there was none. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I landed, things started happening. And so I was in Bangkok, and then I went down to Pattaya when this became a dark red zone. I love eating in restaurants, and that's the deal breaker for me when I can't go to a restaurant and eat. So I went down to Pattaya at that point, and then up north to Chiang Mai, and I was just sort of finding out where I could go and where I could travel. And then from being up in Chiang Mai, I was sort of based there, and I got to do a bit of travel around there. And I've got a Thai friend, and she drives. So she would come up and visit, and then we sort of traveled around the north. And she's from Isan. She actually took me down to Konkan, and we sort of did a little bit of travel through there, and I would break away and do like a couple of days myself, and then we'd meet back up. But I would like to, I've been thinking about this more, is I'd like to get a motorbike. I don't want to do like a whole motorbike series or anything like that, but I would love to be able to just go somewhere and explore somewhere new. I love going places and not knowing anything about it and just figuring out for myself and just exploring. So a motorbike is something I'm definitely thinking about getting, to have the freedom to be able to do that.
Well, a man with a motorbike, the only person I know is our mutual friend, Paddy Doyle.
Paddy Doyle, yes.
He seems to be the man when it comes to motorbikes and traveling around Thailand. But yeah, man, sounds fun. Sounds great. What's next for Keys? What are you up to? What are you working on? Can you tell us a little bit?
So I'm off to Japan in a few weeks.
Look at you. Okay, cool.
I love Japan. Japan's possibly my favorite country to visit.
Yeah.
I don't want to live there. I don't even want to go there too often.
Okay.
There's something really magical about Japan that I like. So I'm over there for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Then I'll be back here doing a bit of, like I said, I'm looking to get a motorbike. Yep. I've been sort of actively looking at buying one. So I'd like to do a bit of Thailand travel when I'm back. But basically more of the same. You know, I'm having so much fun.
Living your best life.
I really am. You know, it's a cheesy thing to say, but it's legit. Like that's, I am. I'm having so much fun.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, to be honest, man, you do live the life that most people dream to live. And yeah, it's an honor to finally meet you for the first time in person.
Me too.
And hopefully we're going to get Keys One and Adam back for a podcast. But for today, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed today's episode of this little chat and introducing Keys One to our audience. And once again, if you'd like any more serious or any headlines from across Thailand, please visit thetiger.com. For now, I'd like to say thanks for coming onto the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, appreciate it very much. We hope you have a great day, audience. See you live once again tomorrow morning. Until then, take care. See you. Bye-bye.